How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 212. The original title of this post that I'm going to connect this episode to was Definitely Not the Vlogger Who Came to Dinner, which I originally posted January 5th of 2015. All right. It was cold. I'm having to figure out at this point in the past, I was having to figure out with Wi-Fi and all that, so that was still a struggle. Now it's not, of course, which is nice. Because I went to the same Dunkin' Donuts 2 weekends in a row, they recognized me there, so I thought that was interesting. So, in a previous post from way back, and I can't locate right now, can't really think of offhand, I mentioned that I wanted to write about a movie that was over 70 years old. Now, that movie is called The Man Who Came to Dinner. This was a movie in 1942, made in 1942, about a guy who slips on some steps and broke a bone. And because things were the way they were, for some reason they didn't take him to the hospital. I can't remember why. But they took him to the nearest house instead. Maybe it being the 40s and whatnot. I really don't know. Okay, so he had to be laid up in a wheelchair. Then the fun, but not for the homeowners, started. Okay. Turns out this guy is a famous critic named Whiteside. And he has like all these demands that he places on the homeowners. They can't use their own phone or their living room or the stairs up to the second floor. Even if they have to use some other house entrance to get there. And then the phone rings, and it's actually for him, not them, a lot of the time. Okay, he gets a lot of gifts in the house. There's penguins, an octopus he names after the homeowner, and like a lot of other stuff. All right, so on top of it all, he says he's suing the homeowners for $150,000 for his injuries, which I imagine back then was quite a bit. It's quite a bit now, so I'd imagine it's astronomically more back then. And he says he deducted the $784 in phone charges he ran up from the amount of the lawsuit. He'll deduct that, he says. He invited some convicts over for lunch, a Chinese delegation over for dinner. He used the living room to make a broadcast for the radio with a full crew and choir singers. He also meddles in the affairs of his personal assistant, trying to get the prospective boyfriend that she has to fall in love with somebody else so the assistant won't marry the guy so she doesn't have to stop working for Whiteside. He tells them the woman taking care of him how unfit she is to be a nurse, and she quits eventually. And there's the doctor whose book Whiteside promised to look over but never did. Now, this is one of my favorite movies. The only reason why is my one of my favorite movies is because it's so awful. I kept thinking to myself, how can somebody this be this bad? How can one person be this bad or this ridiculous to so many people at once? It's like they wrote him to be the most over-the-top character like he could possibly be. Although, if I'm not mistaken, this was also based on a play. So the guy who played Whiteside had a chance to like rehearse and so on like multiple times, even over and above outside this movie. But he has some glimmers of hope, though. He's not entirely bad. It's just mostly he has faint there's faint ideas that he could possibly be not that bad of a guy, even though on the surface, like, he really is. So Whiteside got the second woman to put herself in a mummy case, which Jimmy Durante took care of to get shipped off. So there was no worry of having the boyfriend break up with his assistant. And this movie was a big laugh because it was just so bad. And, like, humor is good. I think this is funny mostly because of the fact that it's this caricature of a guy just so over the top and so terrible to other people. There are a lot of new things out there, too, I'd like to add. Tools, apps, a lot of things. Some of them are good. Sometimes, though, older things, methods, are still good, too. Because tools are tools. The mechanism is still the mechanism, but the basics remain the same. Like, I can write about engaging characters, whether I'm doing it on my phone, inside MS Word, a legal pad, or a clipboard I just put paper on and just write on there. If a tool streamlines your marketing processes or writing processes, I'd say go ahead and use it, as long as it's not too difficult for you to learn how to use, so that it doesn't get in the way of you creatively expressing yourself. But it's good to be reminded of the fundamentals. That everything starts with the basics, classics, and those types of things. It's like an old black and white comedy movie featuring a guy who turned out to be a semi-tolerable pest. It's mostly the same thing, except for the pest part. Most of the time, anyway. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.